With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steele. Many provisions in the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act are set to expire this year. The American Farm Bureau says that adds a big task to the congressional to-do list, updating the tax code. Many of those expiring provisions provide important relief for farm families. AFBF Associate Economist Samantha Ayoub says while reductions in the corporate income tax rates were made permanent in 2017, income tax cuts for individuals began to phase out in 2022, with the biggest tax increases are coming with expirations at the end of this year. For some farm families, grieving the loss of a loved one comes with an additional burden, that being a hefty tax on everything their family member left to them. Without an act of Congress, the estate tax exemption would drop by 50% to $7.6 million on January 1st of 2026, putting the future of thousands of farm families at risk. USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins announced that well over $340 million in disaster assistance is available to help farmers and rural communities affected by natural disasters. The American Soybean Association is pleased that the funding has become available and applauds the administration for following through on its promise to help the many farmers and others who've been in the need following extraordinary circumstances. We appreciate the administration for seeing these devastating circumstances and coming to the aid of farmers and rural communities, says Caleb Ragland, president of the American Soybean Association. When natural disasters strike, we have very little recourse to protect our livelihoods. He also says this funding will help many people who are trying to rebuild their homes and businesses and hopefully restore some normalcy after enduring hurricanes, floods, and fires and the outcomes of these disasters. ASA thanks the USDA for its Rural Development Disaster Assistance Package. Summit Carbon Solutions is facing a critical decision from regulators. Reports show the company may have found a way to salvage its planned carbon capture pipeline in South Dakota if it's given a chance to do so. Summit's solution would avoid a legal or political battle against a new law that bars the company from using eminent domain to obtain the land easements it needs to build that pipeline. The company filing with the South Dakota Public Utilities Commission says if it's given enough time, it can plan out a route for its $9 million carbon capture pipeline. It would make a plan to eliminate pipeline segments that connect the ethanol plants where there is significant landowner opposition. The filing added, by reducing the number of participating plants, eliminating those more problematic line segments, and thereby minimizing the project's footprint, we can reduce the overall number of opposed landowners. The USDA's attaché office in Buenos Aires is predicting corn exports from Argentina will climb to the third highest level on record and will surge higher in the 2025-2026 marketing year. Shipments of corn will total 37 million metric tons in the upcoming season, which is an increase from 34 million during the previous year. The main destinations for corn exports from the South American country are Vietnam, Peru, Malaysia, South Korea, and Saudi Arabia. Argentina's production will surge to 54 million metric tons, up from 49 million last year, which, if realized, would be the country's fourth largest crop on record. The planted area will rise almost 13% to 17.8 million acres. The USDA said, given current market conditions, farmers' returns are projected better for corn than soybeans, similar to the combination of wheat followed by second soybeans on the same field in Argentina's core production areas. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.